Let's read the book of Colossians first, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. The book of Colossians, chapter 3, 1 through 4. I will be reading in Chinese.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活, 就当求在上面的事, 那里有基督坐在神的右边, 你们要思念上面的事, 不要思念地上的事, 因为你们已经死了, 你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面, 基督与我们的生命, 祂显现的时候, 你们也要与祂一同显现在荣耀里。
The next one is the book of Luke,
路加福音第十章。 他们走路的时候, 耶稣进了一个村庄, 有一个女人名叫马大, 接她到自己家里, 她有一个妹子, 名叫玛利亚, 在耶稣脚前, 坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多, 心里忙乱, 就进前来说, 主啊, 我的妹子留下我一个人伺候, 你不在意吗? 请吩咐她来帮助我。 耶稣回答说, 马大, 你为许多的事思虑烦扰, 但是不可少的只有一件, 玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分, 是不能夺去的。
The children may be excused to the Sunday school, and we'll give the following time to Pastor Xue and Samantha for translation. 我们现在把下面时间交给薛牧师, 请这个冰心为我们翻译。
每次在这里, 我们都是心存感恩，有这个机会在这里，在这里敬拜主。
Every time we come to here, we're coming with a thankful heart because we have this opportunity to worship our Lord.
谢谢领会领唱的弟兄姐妹。
Thanks, brothers and sisters, for leading the worship.
也谢谢弹钢琴的。 姐妹跟弟兄，我刚刚看这个弟兄，我第一次看他这边弹钢琴，我跟他用国语讲话，他说 "I don't speak Chinese."
And thanks for the pianists.
很好啊，我真是很感谢主，有年轻的弟兄姐妹能够在这里一起服侍神。
This is really great. I'm very thankful that we have young brothers and sisters here to serve the Lord with us.
2月9号，8号，应该是9号。 师母跟我们一起要到东南亚一趟。
This February the 9th, my wife and I are going to the Southeast Asia.
那我们会除了台湾之外，我们还会去沙巴、马来西亚以及泰国曼谷等地。
Other than Taiwan, we're also going to Malaysia, Thailand, and many other places.
那个地方是我们很多年前。 在那边待过的一段时间。
Many years ago, we've spent a long time there.
那么我们去看看老朋友。
We're going to visit our old friends.
这些老朋友在当初我们在那边的时候, 我们自己也很年轻, 所以他们都是青年人, 就是像今天, 服侍的这个弹钢琴的姐妹跟弟兄一样年轻。
When we were there, all of us were young people, like the pianist we have today.
今天有个姐妹，她已经有4个孩子，而且都要结婚了。But
today, one of the sisters there already have 4 children.
时间是很快的。
Time flies really, really fast.
生命, 在不知不觉当中就这样流逝。
Your time pass away very fast without you even noticing that.
有的时候我们在想，我们在教会服侍也是每天每个礼拜都来来去去。
Sometimes we think that when we serve in church, we just do it every day and every week.
那我们的生命是怎么一回事?
So, what about our lives?
我要谢谢Mansa, 她刚刚来的时候在车上，在高速公路上堵车子，赶过来， 她不敢翻译，是不是? She just got here because got some traffic problem on the highway. 我们很感谢主, 今天我们有非常多的属灵的 资产，我们可以使用。
We thank Lord that we have all those spiritual properties now that we can use.
2000年在基督教的历史里面留下非常美好的东西，我们今天在这里享受。
We have so many great legacies from the 2000 years history of Christianity.
其中一部分就是神学思想和这个圣诗。
Parts of that are the theology and the hymns.
The hymns.
Hymns.
Yeah. 那么历代有很多的伟大的诗人或还有一些圣诗的作者留下了非常美好的作品，在这里我们可以享受。
In the past, great poets and people who write hymns, they wrote really great pieces for us.
那么中间有两首诗歌我是非常喜欢的。
I really like two of them.
有一首诗歌叫《他藏我灵》，He hides my soul.
Yeah, this is one of those two songs.
Yeah, 熟悉嘛，大家都很熟悉的，就他藏我灵，这是比较古老的诗歌，但是是非常好的一首诗歌。
It was written a long time ago, but it's a really great song.
还有首诗歌叫做向高处行 ，Higher Ground.
Another one is called Higher Ground.
那么这两首诗歌，当你唱的时候，这些作者把他在属灵里面那一些特别的经历写成诗歌。
When you sing those two songs, you will find the writers actually put their unique spiritual experience into the song.
跟我们分享。
And they share them with us.
那当我们唱的时候，我们的生命的历程不一定能够完全进入这些诗歌。
And when we sing them, though we can't fully match our lives into those songs.
那我们会觉得很好。
But we will feel it's great.
但是我们好像有觉得有一点神秘。
But we also feel it's quite mysterious.
但是我们很享受。
But we are enjoying it.
那么今天呢，我就借着两处经文来跟大家分享。
So I will be sharing with you guys two Bible pieces.
在我们的信仰里面比较深一点的属灵层面。
The more the deeper spiritual level of our spiritual life,
好像有一点神秘性。
It may look mysterious, hard to understand for you.
但事实上，它是我们生活面很重要的部分。
But it's actually a very important part of our lives.
对我们成为一个神国的子民的生命素质有影响。
In order to truly be heavenly people, we need to understand them.
我想你们这两处的经文，很多人都听过。
I think we are very familiar with those
很熟悉
two paragraphs.
但是你很少看到这两处经文会放在一起来，听到主日讲台的。
But they're really put together.
那我们今天，我花了一点时间去思考，我就跟大家分享一下我个人的一个体验。
And I will also share my personal experience with you guys.
在前面的这个圣经里面讲罗马书啊，有吗？可以哦 ，OK。罗马书第六章第四节第五节里面就保罗就讲到同死。同复活的道理。
In Romans chapter 6 verse 4 to 5, Paul says we need to be united in both Jesus' death and resurrection.
与基督联合就会要同死同复活。
In order to be united with Jesus,
我们每一个信耶稣的人如果都已经接受洗礼，已经悔改，进入神的国度。我们应该都是与基督联合，来体验同死同复活。
For all the believers here, if you have been baptized and having a new life, then you are united in Jesus in both his death and resurrection.
那么在这里讲到，就说你接受了耶稣基督，你又进入了神的国度，成为神的子民。
And once you accept Jesus, you enter the Lord's kingdom and be His holy people.
上一次我跟大家曾经提过，说一个神的子民有一些特权和使命。
Last time I shared with you guys, to be God's holy people, you will have certain privileges and certain missions.
成为神的子民，我们要恢复神形象的美质在我们的身上。
To be His people, we need to be restored to have His glory in our lives.
恢复人应该有的尊严。
To be restored the dignity that we are to have.
谢谢，很好，翻译的很好。应该要恢复人应该有的尊严。今天很在这个世界上，好多人好像没有尊严。
And we know that in this world, many seems to have no dignities right now.
还有人恢复人生命的色彩。
And also we are to be restored to the fullness of our lives.
所以我们的美德在神的国度里面，你我的美德和生命的素质都会在持续的成长。
So in Lord's kingdom, the quality of our lives will keep growing.
就是一个成圣的过程。
And that's how we are going to become the holy people.
秘诀在哪里呢？
So what's the key?
就是与基督同行。
Is to walk with Jesus.
什么叫做与基督同行呢？
What does that mean?
就是要奔走在你今天天奔走在天国和世界之间。
Is to walk the journey between heaven and the earth.
你听到这里，你可能还没有完全的理解。我们今天就来深一点看这一方面的事情。
Upon this point, you might be confused, so let's look it deeper.
我们先看第一个事情，我跟大家分享，就是我们所拥有的生命的倾向。我们今天有一个生命倾向，就是要追求跟思念天上的事。
So first, our lives actually have a tendency that is to pursue and think about heavenly things.
1962年，我信了耶稣。4月22号，我就加入教会受洗，加入教会。
April 22nd, 1962, I was baptized and became a believer.
哥林多后书5章17节，若有人在基督里，他就是
新造的人。
感谢主。他就是新造的人。
And I became a new person.
一切都变成什么？新的了。那个旧的都变成新的了。那是一件非常美好的事。所以我信了耶稣。哎呀，我身上很多那些不堪提起的一些坏毛病、坏习惯、坏言语，哎，都要改变。
The old has gone, the new is here, and all my old habits, I need to change them.
我好像还在挣扎当中。
I was in the struggle.
但我有一个倾向。
But I have a tendency.
我这个倾向就是要成为一个新造的人，成为一个合乎耶稣基督他心意的人，这是一个倾向。
Which is to become a new one who's following Jesus.
这种倾向是向上的。
And that kind of tendency is upward.
是天上的。
It's heavenly.
那种美德，那种素质都是从天上来的。
Those characters and qualities are came from heaven.
刚才哥罗西书第三章的第1节、第2节，我们刚才念过了，就是应当什么要求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Just like what we read in Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, Lord, ask us to set our hearts and minds on heavenly things, not earthly things.
这边前面有讲到，你若真的就当，你要真的复活了，你真的与基督一同复活了，就当。现在有个重点呢，问我们每一个在座的弟兄姐妹啊，你真的与基督一同复活了吗？
And then you will see the beginning of the verse says, you have been raised with Christ. And that is actually a critical question. Have you been raised with Jesus Christ?
如果是真的不用怀疑或者假设了，就是这种这项的一个倾向是理所当然一定会这样的。
If you are really raised with Christ, then the tendency is without doubt.
我在这里把这几节简要的放在这里。
I put the Bible verses up there.
说你们就当什么呀？我们一起读一下来，请你们当求在上面的事，你们要思念上面的事。哎，后面我放了几架飞机在这里。
And I put some planes in the background.
这飞机不代表天堂啊。
They don't symbolize heaven.
我是讲一个故事给你听。
But I will tell you a story.
在这个。二次世界大战的时候
，In the World War Two，
联军有一在沙漠地战争呢，结果有一个这个驾驶员，他就到一个绿洲，他飞机没有油了，到绿洲去加油加水。
A plane driver was having some duties in the desert, and he drive to oasis.For gas and water.
你知道那个时候的飞机比较简单，不像现在，所以他加完油就飞上天了。
At that time, planes were rather simple.
哎，他往上飞。
After getting the supplies, he took off.
起飞一段时间以后，他就听到飞机里面呢有一点怪声音。
And then he heard some strange noise within the plane.
哇。他就不知道是什么东西。
He didn't know what was happening.
在那边好像咬东西的声音。
It's like something biting something.
起起出出的在那边咬。
Just the biting sound.
后来他现在没有办法说下来去找这什么东西啊，他就想了一个点子。
He can't stop and find what's wrong, so he got an idea.
然后他就把飞机一直往上飞。
He just keep flying upwards.
飞到某一个高度以后，就听不到这声音了。
After he reached certain level, he can't hear that sound.
然后等到飞完了这个行程，他下降的时候。
And when he's done with his duty and about to land.
他就查看查看。
And then he checked on the.
哇，他就发现里面有一个非常大的沙漠老鼠死在那个飞机里面。
And he found a huge desert mice died in the plane.
你知道飞机一个飞行员如果有个大老鼠在后面咬，把他电线把什么都咬坏了，对飞行员是非常非常的危险的。
If that mice had bitten through some wires, it will be very, very dangerous.
像我们属灵的生命也是一样。
Like our spiritual life.
我们这每天的生活里面呢，总是有一些咬你的东西。
There are lots of things that are biting into our daily life.
那些咬你的东西可能是很致命的。
Some of them might be very dangerous.
对那个沙漠大老鼠来讲，它往上飞飞飞到后来，它就活不下去了。
But for that desert mice, when you reach a certain elevation level, it can't live.
Yeah, 等我们如果属灵的生命，我们也要往上飞。
So if we fly up high enough in our spiritual life,
就是要求上面的事。
Is to set our hearts on heavenly things.
思念上面的事。
And set our minds on heavenly
things. 当你求上面的事，思念上面的事，哎呀，那一些咬你的东西可能就活不下去了。
When you do that, those hassles in your lives might not be able to live through.
你知道思念 思念这个词原来在原文里面是一个进行式啊，讲一点文法。
The word set your minds on is actually in active tense.
它继续进行的。
It's continuing on.
继续不断的。
Non-stopping.
所以我们要继续不断的使心向上倾向。
So we need to continue to set our minds on heavenly things.
放在那里。
To put our hearts there.
左边有一个老鹰。
On the left, there is an eagle.
我们从来不知道老鹰在上面干什么。
We never know what it's doing up there.
在以赛亚书里面常常用老鹰来告诉我们怎么样安息啊。
In the book of Isaiah, eagle was often used to tell us how to have this heavenly peace with God.
当我们老鹰飞在上面的时候，它的眼光，它所看到的局面，它所体验的那种美好，是它在地上体验不到的。
When the eagle is flying up high in the sky, the sceneries it sees and the vision it has, you can't experience that kind of things you are living on earth.
你有没有每天把思想把意念都放在上面呢？往上面思想呢？
Have you set your hearts and minds on heavenly things?
那是何等的不一样。
It makes a huge difference.
你的眼光，你的胸襟，你的看法，你对神国的体验是何等不同。
Your vision, your perspectives, your attitudes, your experience of the Lord's kingdom would be very different.
我现在来看一段这个路加福音这个故事。
And let's look into the story in Luke.
这里面呢最精华的两节就是41节、42节。
And the essence of this passage is.
我相信你听过这个道，讲这个马大、玛利亚这个道听过很多次。我今天可能不是从你听过的那个观点来看事情的。
Yeah, it's in verse 41 and 42, and I know you guys might heard about this story many, many times, but I will try to use a fresh perspective.
有的人说，马大太忙碌。
And he says, Martha is too busy.
玛利亚拣选了上好的福分。
And Mary, chosen what is better.
这个是没错的。
This is true.
但是我要告诉你，我们其实生活在世界上大部分的时间像马大。
But to tell you the truth, most time of our lives, we're living like Martha.
马大不是不好哦。
It's not necessarily bad.
事实上是很好的。
It's actually good.
教会里如果没有马大的话，谁准备东西给我们呢？
If we don't have Marthas in church, who will serve us?
那耶稣的教训在这里是什么呢？
So what is the teaching of from Jesus here?
如果你看马大、玛利亚这个教训之前的上下文，
If you put this verses into context,
至少在之前，耶稣就遇到了一个律法师。
Before this story, Jesus was met with the Pharisees.
就问他，怎么样才能讨神喜悦啊？
Oh, and teacher, he asked, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
所以耶稣就用《生命记》第六章第五节就告诉你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱主你的神。
And Jesus told him to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength.
其次要爱人如己。
And to love your neighbor as yourself.
如果从旧约的观点看，就是爱邻舍。
To love your neighbors.
那个律法说，谁是我的邻舍呢？
And the expert in law asked, "Who is my neighbor?"
耶稣就讲了一个好撒玛利亚妇人的故事给他听，听过记得吗
？And Jesus told him the parable of the good Samaritan.
那么 讲完这故事，所以在这个经文里面，这一段完了，就开始就接着讲马大、玛利亚的故事。
And after that, we move, the story continues about Martha and Mary.
你知道路加为什么把这两件事情放在一起吗？
Do you know why Luke put those two stories together?
因为在这个里面要学习的就是学习接待的工作。
Because we need to learn lesson of making preparations here.
要接待邻舍。
We need to love our neighbors.
你接待邻舍，接待小子中的一个最小的，就是接待我了。这耶稣说的。
And Jesus says if we love even the little ones, it's like loving himself.
Yes, 没关系，对不起，我这个讲太快了。那但是在这里面，马大做的工作，请问是什么工作？
But here, what's the work that Martha's doing?
她在接待吗？
Is she preparing?
哎呦，你们都不敢回答，是不是在接待？是啦。
Yes.
他在接待谁呀、啊？接待耶稣和他的门徒，对不对
？She's hosting Jesus and his disciples.
那玛利亚没有接待呀、啊，她为什么还得了夸奖啊
？And Mary did nothing, but why is she getting the praise?
所以在这个里面呢、啊，这个路加福音，路加这个他把这两个故事放在一起，其实他强调的重点就是爱人爱神。
Luke put those two stories here. What he wants to emphasize is to love God and love people.
接待有没有错误？
Is there anything wrong with
马大的困难在哪里？
What's the real issue with Martha?
马大，哎，耶稣说马大，马大用了两次马大，好像有一点点的责备啊。
Here Jesus says Martha, Martha. Sounds like he's saying she's not right.
其实马大的困难在于一句话叫思虑烦恼。
But Martha's real problem is that she is worried and upset about many things.
她为很多的事情思虑烦恼。
She was worried and upset about many things.
所以耶稣在这边提醒她，其实有一件你妹妹做的事情是你需要学习的。
And Jesus reminded her that one thing that your sister is doing is what you can learn.
思虑烦恼的时候，有时候脾气暴躁。
Because when you are worried and upset,
有时候会抱怨。
You're usually with a bad temper and you will grumble about things.
有时候会生出嫉妒。
And sometimes you become envy.
有时候会伤人。
And sometimes you hurt others.
你看他在这里就伤他妹妹。
And here she hurts her sister.
你看在这么多人面前，他就批评他妹妹。
In front of all of those people, she's scolding her sister.
抱怨他。
Yeah, grumbling about the things.
然后他，哎，他妹妹多大我们不晓得啊，他妹妹一定比他小一段年岁啊，他这样子对他妹妹是不是一个大的伤害呢？
We don't even know how old was Mary at that time.
我们在教会里面也会这样子的，也是很忙，忙的有些人好像在那边都不管，一些忙的人就会开始有一点这种暴躁的脾气。
In our churches is similar. Sometimes the busy ones are grumbling and saying those who are doing nothing is bad.
所以在这里，耶稣肯定他们爱人的。马大爱人的这个行动。
Here Jesus actually think Martha's hosting is actually good.
他是用玛利亚那个爱神爱神的话语，那个精神来提醒马大。
He's reminding Martha to also have Mary's heart, which is also loving God.
我们有的时候太忙碌了，所以就对于那个我们应该本质的倾向思念天上的事上面的事忽略了。
Sometimes we're too busy to notice our tendency, which is to think about heavenly things.
在这里说，我们要思念天上的事，追求神永恒的国度。
Here it says, we need to set our hearts and minds on heavenly things and pursue God's eternal kingdom.
我们一起读一下好吗？来，请。要常思念天上的事，追求神永恒的国度。这是我跟大家分享的第一点。那么我们今天在地上的生活究竟是怎么一回事？
Then, what about our lives on earth?
其实我们今天在地上是过一个操练的工作。
And actually, today we live on the earth, and we need to practice our lives.
天上的国民今天在地上还有一些工作要做，还有一些操练的功课要学习。
We have things to do and lessons to learn.
所以我们下面来分享我们在地上的生活的方式是什么。
And what's our way of life on earth?
我们一起读一下好吗？来，请操练。道成肉身，我相信这些，我今天讲这些这些话你都听过很多次，但是我今天要你深入的想一想是怎么一回事。
I know again you guys have been heard about this for many times, but I need you to really think deep about what it actually means.
第三节说，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Verse 3,
Colossians.
For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
现在一个问题，我请问你，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面是什么意思？
Now let me ask you, what does it mean, that your life is now hidden with Christ in God?
对我来讲，我体验了很久，我都。不是非常，好像懂，好像不是非常懂。
For me, it took me a really long time to really understand this.
下面呢，我就跟大家分享一点，我看到的一些，前面的这个一些神学家的一些体现。
And I will share some of those with you.
中间有一个人，他叫做乔治·赫伯特 ，George Herbert.
Yeah, there was a guy named George Herbert.
他是十七世纪的一个英国的诗人，也是一位牧师。
He's a poet and pastor in 17th century.
他说啊，我们生命旅程中的每一步都是什么双重的运行。
So, he's saying for every step in our life journey, we're actually living two lives.
我们一起读一下这个希望你不要睡着了，这很重要啊，很重要。今天是我分享的重点。好，我们一起读下来，请。生命旅程中的每一步是双重运行。什么叫双重运行
？What does that mean？
下面他说了这样子一句话：与神同行的生命包括什么？可见的。我们一起来读：可见与不可见的。暂时的与永恒的，神圣与凡俗的。你看它分成两边，这双重是两边的，一边是可见的，一边是不可见的，一边是暂时的，一边是永恒的，一边是神圣的，一边是凡俗的，这双重的运行。所以
So see, we're living two lives, and one is visible and the other is invisible. One is ephemeral and the other is eternal, and one is holy and the other is worldly.
所以我们生活分成两个层面。
And there are two layers in our lives.
一个层面是日常的水平的层次。
One is the daily horizontal level.
那是可见的。
Which is visible.
暂时的。
Ephemeral.
也是，凡俗的。
And worldly.
那下面就是另外一个，就是隐藏的垂直的，层次。
And the other layer is the hidden vertical layer.
对不起，隐藏的垂直的层次就是不可见的。
which is invisible.
永恒的。
Eternal.
凡俗的。
And holy.
不是凡俗的，我说神圣的，对不起。所以你的翻译是对的。所以这是两个不同的层次。我请你要体验。我们每天的生活都是这两个层面。你可能只体验那个日常的生活水平的层次，你没有体验那个隐藏的垂直层次。
I invite you guys to experience it. Maybe, most of time you experience mostly the horizontal daily level, but you can experience the vertical hidden level.
所以你要下面哈，他就继续解释啊，请你忍耐一下，解释完了就比较具体一点了。那么在这里说，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面，他就开始解释什么叫做生命呢？生命就是指灵命。然后他继续说，在这里，在灵魂最深处的圣所中，真正实质的灵命铸造的工作正在进行着。
So George continued to explain this verse, and here.He said the life actually means spiritual life, and he moved on to explain, here in the deepest holy place in the soul, the real spirit's life is being shaped.
对，所以你不要小看你常常到礼拜堂来做礼拜。
So, don't look up down your act, just to come in.
你在这边一起敬拜神。
To the church and worship God.
读经。
Read scriptures.
弹琴。服侍
play the piano and serve others.
在这边领会领唱
or to lead worship here.
在这个里面，在这个里面，你的灵命在被塑造。
Within all those tasks, your spiritual life is being shaped.
所以，我们的生命与基督一同藏在圣灵，藏在。神里面是看不见的，是隐藏的，但是那是永恒的，是神圣的。
So our life is hidden with Christ's life in God, and that is holy.
当你经常做这些，在教会里面跟弟兄们一起做这些事情的时候，你就筑了一座防波堤。这是 Herbert 讲的。
When you work with brothers and sisters in church, you are building a defense in your lives.
哎呦，那个大风浪，外面港外面的大风浪进不来，被你这个防波堤就挡住了。
All the storms in your lives can't enter because you have this defense.
如果你不这样子做，你就没有这种防波堤。
If you don't do that, you won't have that kind of protection.
那个外面的大风浪一来，你就垮了。
You will collapse very easily upon big storms.
另外。那个生命被塑造的速度就缓慢了。
Also, the speed your life being shaped would slow down.
我们每个人的生命都是人生的双重运行的旅程。
So our life journeys are actually double journeys.
那么有人说，哎呦，你们这传道人，竟是不食人间烟火。
Some said that, oh, look at you missionaries, you are so spiritual that you are living out of the world.
跟世界没有关系。
You have no connection with this world.
哇，你天天想上面的事。
You're always thinking about the heavenly things.
随时随地在做梦。
You are dreaming all the time.
你跟上帝在一起。
You're with God.
跟我们没关系。
But you have nothing to do with us.
教会是一个极端。
That's one side of the things in church.
那另外一个极端就是下面这个极端
，and the other side is down there.
完全世俗化
，it's totally worldly.
我是基督徒
，I am Christian.
哎呦，人家说你真的是基督徒吗
？But others are like, are you really?
你怎么跟我一样糟糕啊
？Why are you having a terrible life just like me?
你身上的味道跟我的味道是一模一样啊
！You smell like me.
这完全世俗化，这是两个极端。
It's very polarized.
教会里面就是有这两种极端的人。
And there are those two kinds of people in church.
但是中间我们如何才是真正在圣经里面的意思呢？
But in between those, what is the Bible ask us to do?
秘诀在哪里？
The key
就是道成肉身。
Is the word became flesh.
啊，你讲了说讲了半天，还是道成肉身。道成肉身究竟是什么意思？
And you may ask, what does that actually mean?
其实，耶稣基督就是道成肉身。他要活在天上，他很好啊，他很安逸啊，他没有什么困难。他为什么要走到披上一个人的外形，在这边受很多的限制，最后还要走上十字架的道路？这什么意思啊？但是他从他是一个道，他在天上走到地上来，走到人间里面来，然后来帮助人。
So Jesus Christ is a good example of the Word became flesh. He was having his heavenly life, but then he chose to come into this world and save us.
所以在这里说，日常的生活层次在日哎，对不起。这个 operation 还不太熟，在日常生活行动中要怎么样遇见神？我们一起读一下，在日常生活行动中要遇见神，在垂直的恩赐那个层次里面，要随着时间，你就在这样的一个里面被形塑成他的形象。
So on the daily horizontal level, we need to meet the Lord in our daily lives, and on the vertical invisible level, we need to be shaped to be like Jesus in a longer period of time.
请你一定要记住，你是神国的子民，神的灵始终引导着我们的灵。
Please remember that you are heavenly people of Lord, and Lord's Spirit is dwelling with us.
如果你不是神国的子民，你没有这个好处。
If you are not one of those heavenly people,
圣灵在你身上没有工作。
You won't have this kind of benefit.
我们下面稍微分享一点点如何操练道成肉身。
And I will be sharing a little bit about how to practice.
因为时间的关系、
living in the word.
我不能，其实这种故事很多的，但是呢，我在这里就分享三点。第一点，进入他人的世界。
First is to enter others.Lives.
你要帮助一个人吗？
Are you going to help someone?
哎，那个学生或者那个太太有很大的困难。
The student or that wife has a great trouble.
你完全对他不了解。
You have nothing. You know nothing about them.
你不知道他的情况，你怎么能帮助他呢
？How can you help if you don't know them?
第二个就是要持守自己的原则。
The second is to hold on to your own rules.
你虽然跟他在一起，进入他的世界，但是你不要被他牵着鼻子走。
Though you are trying to enter other people's lives, don't be distracted by them.
有一个吸毒的年轻人，你希望帮助他。
You may want to help a young drug addict.
你很理解他。
And you understand him.
那么。有人说什么叫理解啊？
And some may say, what do you mean by understand?
你就不冷酷，你理解他，你这个人不变得冷酷。
To understand is not to be cruel.
你理解他，然后你理解他了以后，结果你没有持守自己的原则。
But you understand him and you didn't hold on to your own rules.
你跟他一起去吸毒了。
And you became a drug addict as well.
这个就是没有持守你的原则。你基督徒有一个原则在那边，你自己要持守。
That's why we need to hold on to our rules.
第三个就是在两个世界之间奔走。
And the third is to switch among those two worlds.
对这样的一个年轻人，或者这样一个你需要帮助的人，你常常进入他的世界。
For those who are in need, you enter their worlds.
但是你跟上帝的关系一定要维持。
But you still maintain your relationship with God.
所以你每天跟主要保持一个亲密的关系。
So you need to have a daily close relationship with God.
你就必须在这两个世界里面奔走。
And you have to switch among those two worlds.
你知道这个德兰修女 Mother Teresa 吗？
Do you know Mother Teresa?
Mother Teresa 是非常有名的这样一个修女，她每天她做了帮助多少那些在印度贫困的妇女。
She helped countless women in need in India.
你以为她只像马大一样吗？
You think she's only like Martha?
哦，她不是这样的。
She's not like that.
她每天在两个世界里面奔走。
She quickly switched among those two worlds every day.
她帮助人之前，她跟上帝关系先建立好。
Every day before she went out and helped others,
维持持续的来向上观望思想上面的事。
She first built and maintained her relationship with God.
有好多的上班族。
Many white collars.
Professionals.
Professionals.
有好多家庭主妇。
Many housewives.
有很多年轻人在我们当中。
Many youngsters among us.
在你的周围有好多需要你关心的人。
There are so many people in need around you.
你需要去理解他。
You need to understand them.
然后你每天还要保持跟上帝的关系。
And you need to maintain your relationship with God.
你持守自己的原则。
And hold on to your rules.
做一个道成肉身的人。
To also be a word became flesh.
这个就是我们今天做基督徒真实的意义。
That's the true meaning of being Christian in today's world.
你是这样的人吗？
Are you one of those people?
我应该问我，我是这样的人吗？
Am I one of those people?
我们都需要，这是圣经里面最重要的教导，爱人，爱神。
We all need to follow this. It's the most important teaching in the Bible is to love God and love others.
哇，我们好多的圣经的教导都知道，但是我们从来没有成为一个道成肉身的人。
We might know lots of God's teaching, but we never became the Word become flesh.
我们在教会里面，大家都很热心。
Within church, we're very friendly.
但是我们能够影响这个社区的人吗？
But can we put an impact on this community?
今天我们在这里聚集，上帝就要借着这个家，让我们在这个灵命在这个里面成长。
Oh, today we gather here, and God is going to use this opportunity to help our spiritual lives grow in this home.
彻底做一个道成肉身的人。
And become the Word became flesh.
最后一点，我跟大家分享，我们可以品尝。来生的滋味。
And the third point, we can have a foretaste of our life in heaven.
我们今生可以品尝。
We can have a taste of that today in this life.
你要进入神圣的安息。
And we need to enter into God's rest.
怎么是怎么一回事？
So what is that?
灵性生活的本质是什么呢？
What is the essence of a spiritual life?
我给你看，我设计了一个动画。你看过这个吗？你一定没看过，这我设计的嘛。
Have you seen this? This I designed it myself.
这一个蝗虫在跳跃，看到没有？
Do you see this locust leaping?
那么这个设计的点子从哪里来的呢？
Where does it come from?
这边在历史上有一个贵格利大贵格利，他说过这样的一句话，他说蝗虫的跳跃蹦跳可以视为行动与末观之间交替的一幅画面。
In history, Gregory the Great once said a leaping like a locust can be seen as a as a picture of switching among acting and being still.
这个翻译的还不错了，这是很不容易的。我相信你一定很多。
I tried.
你这句话你懂的人可能不是太多的。
I know it's hard. It's really hard.
你也许懂这个行动吧。
Maybe you understand how to take action.
你不懂什么叫默观。
But you don't understand how to be still.
他这个翻译的叫 still， 相当不错了 ，very close 啊。那么在这里讲啊，他说啊，在 这个目光呢，就是跟神一个亲密的交往。
That means a close relationship and fellowship with God.
这个是一个实际，不单单是一个境界，而且是一个实际。
It's not just a status, but also a fact.
不是一个是 practical 的，是可以。
It's very practical.
但可以做到的。
It's achievable.
那么我下面用马大玛利亚这个例子来说明。
And I will use the example of Martha and Mary.
但是在说明之前呢，我就说这个蝗虫啊，从这个地上蹦到天上，然后又降到地上，这时间是很短暂的。
But I want to also mention that a locust went jumps to the heaven and back down to earth. It takes a very short time.
那飞到天上，他好高兴，哇，天上真美丽。
When it's flying, the sky is like, oh, it's so beautiful.
但是他吃的太多，所以哦，马上就掉到地上了。
But it ate too much, and so falls down to the ground very fast.
所以大贵格利他就形容说，其实啊。我们今天呢，如果走入末关，我们可以享受那个天上的滋味。
Gregory said, if we can learn to be still, we can have a taste of that eternal life.
但是这个今生的体验是短暂的。
But this kind of taste is disappears very fast.
你觉得有点神秘，但我如果但是这个体验是很重要的。
But that experience is very important.
我刚刚提到一首诗歌，他藏我灵。
The song that I mentioned, he hide my soul.
他体验到那种美丽的未来。
It pictures a beautiful future.
你说，哎呦，我们离开世界上天国，天国究竟怎么回事？
You're saying, yeah, we will leave this world and we will be in heaven, but what heaven looks like?
走入末关的人可以稍稍的体验。
Those who have this kind of close relationship with God would have a quick experience of that.
我在这里形容说，稍纵即逝的一个品尝。
Yeah, it's like a temporal fast taste.
从这个观点来看，如果有一个人一天到晚的迷迷糊糊的，好像他跟上帝在一起，跟人间一点关系都没有，这可能不是很正确的。了解我的意思吗
？So from this perspective, there are some people who are just kind of living in his head and just having the status for all the time that might not be correct.
体验是短暂的，但是很重要的。
The experience is fast and it's important.
你可以看到来生。今生可以体验来生，短短的体验来生的情况。
You can experience the eternal life for a short time.
在这里，我们再回来看马大。马大他是积极的行动者。
Martha is the active actor.
他接待耶稣的门徒。
She hosted Jesus and his disciples.
玛利亚是一个静默听到，一个默观者。
Mary is the one who.Was still and she listened.
我们刚才问什么叫做默观
？And we asked before, what does it mean to be still?
就是单单的专心的注视神。
Is to keep your eyes upon Jesus.
我们把这句话读一下来，请
单单的专心注视神。
这个 term 很多人可能没听过，叫默观或者静默。
This term, you may not have heard of.
对不起。那么就是单单的注意，你说，哎呦，默想跟默观，很多人有默想的经验，对不对？默想跟默观有什么区别呢？
Many of us have the experience of thinking about God's word.
那默想是默想神的话语。
Yeah, that's thinking in quiet about God's word.
默观是针对神本身，你跟神同在的一个时刻。
And here, be still means the moment that you are there with God.
你单单的专心的注视神，注视神的本质。
You keep your eyes upon the Lord and and see the true characters of him.
我在讲这里，就比较稍微有一深一点点，但是我希望你能够慢慢体验。
And it might be hard for you to understand, but I hope you can gradually experience.
上好的福分是什么呢？
So what is the better thing?
上好的福分就是与主共享言语的机会，跟主谈心。
That's the chance to listen to the Lord's words and to share a word with Him.
你真正的跟神在一起。
It's to truly be with God.
体验神的同在。
Experience His presence.
这就是默观。
That's be still.
我今还有很多东西，今天可能没有时间来跟大家分享。那么我就是在这里提，你现在了解为什么耶稣在夸奖玛利亚吗？
So now do you understand why Jesus praised Mary?
马大可能是一个爱邻舍的人。
Martha might be a one who loves her neighbors.
可是她跟神的关系可能不是那么好。
But she might not have a great relationship with God.
玛利亚就刚好相反。
Mary is the opposite.
她跟神的关系很好，但是她不行动。
She was having a great relationship with God, but she's not taking actions.
也许还没有行动。
Or have not take actions yet.
所以理想的状况应该是行动和默观全部在一起。
So the ideal status would be to having both the action side and the still side.
所以今天告诉我们，这个道成肉身的生活就是默观和行动生活相互依存的一个情况。
So, the word become flesh means the one is switching between those two modes.
内在的生活跟外在的世界能够取得一个平衡，完美的平衡。
And achieve a heavenly balance among those two lives.
断掉了。可以看一看。可以恢复吗？哦，可以了。往后面，最后了啊，我们快完了。
And lastly,
那么我先讲个故事给你听。
I will tell you a story.
那刚才不是我提到有个 higher ground 的有一个向高处行吗？
The other song that I mentioned, high ground.
其实人生双重的一个旅程就是往上走。
So the double journey of life is to walk upwards.
有人就问呢，为什么要这样呢？
Some may ask, why do we need to do that?
以前有个牧师啊，在坐火车的时候就碰到一个潜水夫。
There was a pastor who met with a diver.
Diver, 对的。然后这个潜水夫是从俄国来的。
He's from Russian.
然后。他就这个牧师就问他说：“你从事什么行业？”
And the pastor asked the diver, "What do you do?"
他说：“我就是一个潜水夫。我们国家派我到海底去捞一些好东西上来。”
And he's like, "I'm a diver. The government pays me to hunt for great things."
这个牧师就问他：“哎，这下面怎么样？你捞了好东西，你觉得海底好不好看呢？”
And the pastor asked, "What do you think about the world under the sea? Is it beautiful? Have you got a lot of good things?"
他说：“哇，很美丽啊！你可以看到海底是很美丽。现在我们很多潜水夫都知道海底很美丽。”
And the diver said, "Yeah, the world underneath the sea is really beautiful."
他说，那牧师就说：“哎，很美丽，你喜欢一直待在下面吗？”
And the pastor asked.Yeah, it's beautiful. So, do you want to spend your life there?
No. 我这工作一做完，我就赶快上岸，换衣服，我就回家了。
And the diver says, "No. After I got my job done, I just go back to the ground and switch clothes." And
他说，牧师就问他，为什么你不待在下面要回家呢
？And the pastor asks, "Why don't you stay there?"
哎呀，我是地上的人，我又不是海里的动物。
And the diver says, "I'm a man living on the earth. I'm not like some sea animals."
我的生命是地上的生命。
My life is my life on earth.
我是属于地上，我习惯在地上生活。
I belong to the earth.
我的倾向就是在地上。
I have a tendency to live on the earth.
你要我在海里面，工作做完了，我就受不了了，赶快要上岸了。
So when I work under the sea, I can't wait to get back to the ground.
我们今天一样的在地上。
It's very similar that we now live on the ground.
好像有一些美丽的世界。
There might be some beautiful sceneries.
短暂的。
Temporal.
那些俗世的。
Worldly.
这些东西也许你觉得还可以。
You might think those are good.
但是你是天上的公民。
But you are a heavenly people.
你有属天的生命。
You have a heavenly life.
今天在地上工作做完了。
Now that you are done with your work on earth,
你就要很自然的就说我是属天上的，我要回到天上去。
And you should very naturally say that I belong to the heaven, and now I'm going back to the heaven.
第三节说，基督是我们的生命。
In Colossians verse
第四节
yeah, chapter 3 verse 4 it says,
基督是我们的生命。
When Jesus, who is your life,
他显现的时候
appears,
你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Then you also will appear with him in glory.
腓立比书第三章后面二十节、二十一节也说
In Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21,
我们是天上的国民，并且等待等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
It says, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ,who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body.
哥林多后书第四章十六节十八节。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6.
Chapter 4.
Sorry, chapter 4.
16 to 18. 这边讲到，所以我们不上当。外体虽然朽坏毁坏，内心却是一天心似一天。我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为我们所见的是短时的、暂时的，所不见的是永恒的。
Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
今天我跟大家分享一个结论，就是我们要有一个平衡的生活。
So the conclusion I'm going to share with you guys is we need to have a balanced life.
我们喜欢行动。
We like taking actions.
我们常常忽视了跟神在一起的时间。
And we oftentimes overlook the time we spend with God.
跟神最好的时间就所谓的默观，就是你跟神同在的时间。
The best time is when you are with God.
最后这边我用 Mother Teresa 的一句话来跟大家做结论。
Lastly, I will conclude with Mother Teresa's quote.
我们一起来读可以吗？
Let's read.
来，请。
缺乏安息，便没有祷告；缺乏祷告，便没有安息；缺乏安息，便没有委身；缺乏委身，便不能服侍有需要的人。
我相信他的这个体验可以做我们深深的一个检讨。
I think Mother Teresa's experience can lead us to some repent.
很多人做很多事不祷告。
Many times we do things without praying.
也没有安静的时间。
Without being still.
在这里说，首先要做的事就是要安静。
Here it says the first thing to do is to be still.
你安静才能祷告。
And then you can pray.
不祷告的人，那个爱心可能不够彻底。
Without prayer, you won't have a true loving heart.
你如果没有爱心，可能不会委身一些事情。
If you don't have a loving heart, you might not have devotion.
没有委身，就不能服侍有需要的人。
And without devotion, you can't really help those who are in need.
希望弟兄姐妹，我们一起从这个里面能够得到一些提醒。
I hope we get the reminder in this.
我们一起来做祷告。
Let's pray.